Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The 2021 NFL Draft, presented by Verizon, is set to kick off in Cleveland on Thursday night on NFL Network, ESPN, and ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern. Conventional wisdom has the owners of the first two picks, the Jaguars and Jets, picking QBs Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, respectively. So, the big question is, what do the Niners do at third overall? Well, head coach Kyle Shanahan feels his squad is going to walk away with a very talented player.
You know, when we made this decision, we knew that there were five guys that we felt that we'd be okay with taking. You know, we knew that there was three at the time exactly. That's why we thought three was a good spot to go to. After going through this whole process, I feel good about five guys at three. I think every candidate's gotten stronger. And yeah, we probably started with one in mind, but that one's gotten better since, and so have all the other candidates. So do we know exactly who we want? Maybe, probably, but maybe not. I don't feel like we need to say that. And that's not just for our case, but like, you know, lots of stuff happens between now and the draft.
The Patriots may have someone in mind for their quarterback of the future. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting New England is interested in drafting Justin Fields and is trying to find a way to trade into the top 10 of round one in order to select the former Ohio State star. Meanwhile, former Alabama running back Najee Harris is listed as NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah's 20th best prospect, but it's not a sure thing he's going to hear his name called Thursday night. See, teams are a bit nervous about taking a running back that high. Well, Harris stopped by Good Morning Football, and my guy KB, Kyle Brandt, asked him to dispel that thought process.
Do you believe you should be a first-round pick, and why, as a running back?
Yeah, I think I should be a first-round running back. And like you said, they'd have devalued the running back position, which is crazy. But, I mean, for a first-round running back, you got to look at a lot of things. I feel like you got to look at, you know, because nowadays it's a passing league. You got to look at, you know, can he catch the ball at the backfield? Can he block? Is he a three-down back and get you yards in situational football, like, you know, short yardage and stuff like that? And, you know, I feel like I hit up all those things. You know, I feel like I'm the prototypical running back in today's game.
He really was a great guest. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the Falcons have been getting trade calls for wide receiver Julio Jones. It's not yet clear if Atlanta is interested in moving the All-Pro, but any trade would likely be executed after June 1st due to the resulting salary cap hit if Jones is traded. The Packers, of course, turning a lot of heads last year when they spent a first-round pick on quarterback Jordan Love in the first round. And all Aaron Rodgers did in 2020 was win the MVP and lead the Pack to their second straight NFC title game appearance. Rodgers' current contract includes no guaranteed money after this season. General Manager Brian Gutekunst making it quite clear, though, Monday, the team doesn't see any possible way of parting ways with their signal caller anytime soon.
I'm not going to speak for Aaron, Rob. What I will say is that you're probably referring a little bit to the contract and some other things, but that's kind of something we're working through. You know, I think it's something that we've talked about quite a bit. I'll just say this, you know, first of all, I'm not going to get into contract specifics, but Aaron's our guy. He's going to be our quarterback for the foreseeable future. We're excited about, you know, kind of the things we're going to try to accomplish here over the next couple of years.
Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee announcing his retirement Monday after 11 seasons, all with Dallas. Lee was a two-time Pro Bowler in Big D, but was limited to just 9 games last year due to injury. And as you get ready for Thursday's draft, make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. Their guest today is former BYU QB Zach Wilson. And while you're at it, make sure to catch Good Morning Football today, as Kay and the guys have a loaded guest list. A couple of big-time draft prospects stopped by the virtual breakfast table is North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance and Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith join the show ahead of Thursday's draft. And Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray also makes an appearance, so you don't want to miss those interviews. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.